Some public officials in the capital region are in line for big raises this budget cycle. Earlier this month, Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy released his proposed $112.9 million budget for the coming year. The following week, fellow Democrat Albany County Executive Dan McCoy released his $733 million 2020 budget. 16% raises for certain officials were included in both documents. Schenectady Independent City Councilor Vince Riggi.
Well, the mayor has himself in for a 16% pay increase, a little over $15,000. So I thought that was interesting, and that I thought the interesting thing also was the mayor failed to mention that when he was giving his budget overview. That's quite a big thing to fail to mention.
16% was also cited in McCoy's budget that would raise the salaries of the Albany County Executive himself, Sheriff Craig Apple, and the County Comptroller. With longtime Comptroller Mike Connors retiring, Democrat Sue Rizzo faces Darius Shanfar on the Working Family and Independence Party lines and David Yule on the Republican line in November. Albany County Legislator Mark Grimm is a Republican.
It's especially surprising for the Comptroller because we have a new one. So before she even arrives in office, they're giving that position a big pay raise. You know, so that's really surprising, certainly. But they did get big pay raises 4 years ago, right at this time, at the end of the year, at the end of the term. So I do think those positions pay a reasonable amount of money, and that's why I think it's a heavy lift.
McCoy and Apple are seeking third terms in Albany County, and McCarthy is seeking a third term in Schenectady. Riggi believes Schenectady City Council isn't very supportive of McCarthy's raise.
To ask for it in one lump sum, I think, is what startled many. And on top of everything else, this is an election year for four of us on the city council. The majority of the city council, the majority, not the majority party majority, but the majority members of the city council, there's four seats up for re-election. So in hindsight, I guess maybe Gary picked a bad year for asking for this raise, you know, because there's four of us. So he doesn't look like he's going to have support from everyone for 16%. My guess is it's going to be whittled down to, you know, a smaller, much smaller percentage rate. There's probably going to be a raise. I don't know if I'm going to say aye to that.
Schenectady councilors are planning to meet tonight for a budget vote, pending adoption of the plan Monday night.
Somebody at our public hearing for the budget, which was the last council meeting, brought up, they broke it down to how much per resident would it come to. And this lady that presented it said, she made a pretty good argument. She said per resident, because we're at about 62, 65,000 in Albany's much more. She broke it down to that, and the mayor's making actually more. The mayor of Schenectady is at right now presently at the 97,000, I think, round numbers, is at more per resident than Mayor Sheehan is in Albany.
McCarthy, who is running unopposed, did not return calls for comment, and neither did Apple and Rizzo. McCoy faces Libertarian Robert Porter.
4 years ago, we got criticized for not putting it in the budget. He said, well, you know, this year was in the budget. It was the numbers were put in. Sheriff Apple submitted his numbers to me in July, what he thought his salary should go up to. So I looked at everything, and I agreed with him. And then the new controller came in. Our salaries can only be set for 4 years. So what this does is means I don't get a pay raise for year two, three, or four. So it's, you know, again, it's just the way the statute is. So it has to be up front because you're not supposed to take a raise in the second, third, fourth year or your term. So it does look like a big number, but really, you know, if you break it down over the 4 years, it would be four, four, and four. So, I looked at what the county executive manager in Schenectady County makes, and they make $165,000. I looked at what Saratoga County manager makes, and, you know, we compared around, and I think that I have proven myself to the voters in Albany County, and is the legislature going to change it? They could, you know, it's just a number we put in there, and we'll go from there.
McCoy emphasized that his plan and the 16% raises are a proposal. County Legislator Grimm offers a lower number.
We've negotiated a lot of union contracts, and we've given 2% to all the rank and file. So I'm of the mind that I think we should be a lot closer to 2% a year for the electeds to be consistent with what the union members got.
Democratic Albany County Legislature Chair Andrew Joyce could not be reached for comment, but told the Times Union that legislators are asking for justification and comparable information from other area counties. Public hearings on McCoy's budget are scheduled for Tuesday, October 29th, and Tuesday, November 19th. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.